It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Like that dude just said, yeah, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 2.07 PM. It is Thursday, April the 14th. But yeah, that number one thing I told you about, the CRT lie is unraveling. Well, so here's the deal. I've been watching lately as the race baiters and the charlatans have been seeing their storylines just unravel. I mean, whether it be the attempts to enact curriculum containing elements of critical race theory, or the New York Times-sponsored historical revision known as the 1619 Project, or Black Lives Matter failing miserably to account for the millions that flooded into their coffers that we now learn was spent buying luxury mansions. Or how about the Southern Poverty Law Center based right here in Montgomery, Alabama, who allegedly stands for freedom from oppression, but had a major internal battle when massive claims of harassment by their leadership were exposed by their own staff and they had their own internal world rocked. Well, now, let me be clear on something first. You ready? Hold still. I'm a white guy. Born that way. There's no cultural appropriation here. It's real. I'm a white guy. Mom and dad were both white, so the natural order of things, their laws of genetics were that I would be too. All right? And scripture tells me that I am fearfully and wonderfully made and that God knew me even as he knit me together in my mother's womb. So me being a white guy was part of God's plan, the same as anyone else who was born white or black or Asian or Hispanic or Martian or whatever. But the mere fact that God saw fit in his infinite wisdom for me to be born Caucasian does not in any way negate my right or ability to form an opinion on matters of racism. I'm a man, but I've got a right and ability to form an opinion about abortion. I'm an American, but I've got a right and an ability to form an opinion about matters of foreign policy. I am not personally physically challenged or special needs, but I helped to pass laws that dealt with those issues when I was in Montgomery. My point is that before I go any further in my commentary here, that we all need to understand that debate means debate. Debate does not mean shouting someone down or discarding their opinion because you don't think they've walked enough miles in your shoes. But that's the goal of the left-wing race baiters and charlatans. You were first made clear on the ill-conceived notion that you are not worthy to have an opinion on a matter, especially one of race, if you have not or are not of the demographic that they are championing as the oppressed at that particular moment. The problem with that line of reasoning is that it creates a circular argument. It's one in which they only talk amongst themselves, roundabout in their own circle, about, you know, everyone else, but only feeding off each other. It disallows reason and discourse. It predetermines an outcome. It allows for revisionism and a festering of the perceived wounds of grievance. No healing is allowed in a circular gripe session like that, and yet that's what the race baiters want. They want wounds. They want wounds that are festering, oozing. They want sucking chest wounds right in the heart of our society because that's how the race baiters and the charlatans make their money, their notoriety, and gain their power. I have two beautiful grandchildren now. Both of them under the age of three. And there's an innocence that I'm reminded of when I see them. The world is full of wonder. Potential friends are on every playground. And while I believe that they are the best ones, because they're my grandkids, so naturally I believe they're the best ones, they are also not so unique in their perspectives of the world. Despite what the race baiters and charlatans would have us to believe, children like my grandchildren and all of the rest are not born with racist tendencies. They are not born as an oppressor or an oppressed by virtue of their skin color. They just aren't. It defies logic and reason, and anyone who has held a small child knows that line of thinking is not only wrong, it's just evil. Well, here's the next piece of this. Aside from the fact that I'm allowed to have an opinion and so are you, aside from the fact that I do not believe that one's skin color at birth determines whether you're the oppressor or the oppressed, I've also lived and worked and served all over the world. At least 7 foreign countries and 12 of our United States. I've seen oppressive governments, and I've seen the effects they can have, and this is not that. I mean, do I get mad at various aspects of governance here? Oh, sure. And whacked out public policy every single day. But I wouldn't trade where I live or the systems of governance that we have for anything else. And knowing what I know and having seen what I've seen, I'm convinced that the race baiters and the charlatans who preach the hateful rhetoric that somehow this nation is systemically racist, that white supremacy is the gravest, most prolific threat to our society, and the sins of the past must be by necessity thrust upon the generations of the present like some great burden to be carried around, like a heavily laden beast of burden, that's just wrong. That is wrong-headed. I've seen it in other places. We are not that. I also believe, though, this. I believe it's necessary to teach the past. the actual past. No need to gloss it over. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Not some new version you want to rewrite to fit your narrative. The actual history. I was taught about slavery in school growing up. I was taught by my parents that racism was wrong and that prejudice creates division. But it is possible to teach the wrongs of history It is possible to teach the wrongs of history with accuracy while also not accusing the current generation of somehow being complicit. No child of modern America has ever owned a slave or has been a slave, but we can teach the wrongs of slavery. The world should know about the march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. The world should know who Bull Connor was. But the children of the 21st century are not the modern Bull Connor simply because of where they were born or who they are. I believe that Alabama sits squarely in the middle of world history. We have been both the seat of the Confederacy and the centerpiece of the Civil Rights Movement. We have had governors who stood in the door of the schoolhouse, and we've had governors who flung wide the gates to move us away from that era. Teach it all. Teach it all. No skew and no spew. Teach it all. But understand this. When we accept that a white guy can have an opinion about racism, when we accept that bad things have happened but that not all things are bad, when we push back on the notion that children are born racist oppressors or oppressed by racism simply because of how Almighty God made them, when we take those stands that the race baiters and charlatans will scream then and they will writhe in pain and lash out because that's what they do. Hateful thoughts left unabated breed hateful rhetoric which left unchallenged leads to hateful action which left unchecked causes division. I'm a white guy, and I can say that racism is wrong. From both sides of the argument, it's wrong. And the sooner the race baiters and the charlatans realize that we are not cowed down by their endless frenzies, then the better off we're going to all be. Race baiters. Well, I, for one, won't take the bait. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, it's true, man. I'll tell you what. I can watch those grandbabies. And I can just tell you. They don't come into this world with an intent to be racist. And it can be taught. There's a beautiful song by a guy named Sean Mullins that I like, who talks, in one part of the song, he talks about children being born, and he says, they learn to hate. They're not born that way. And we are not systemically racist. Put all that aside, I'm proud of where we are, and I'm proud of where we've come from. I'm proud that we are not that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.